Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Thinking Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So here's our topic today. AI. Why you shouldn't be afraid of it. Kelly, what do you think? Do you think most people are afraid of AI?
I do. I think there's a big percentage of the population that is afraid of AI or anti AI because they're afraid of it, because it's that unknown.
Right. That's interesting. And it confirms what I just read, that 75% of people in the United States are against AI. I'm like, boy, I'll tell you, you are friggin' missing it if you're against AI, because the train has already left the station. Already left the station. So you ever either better get with it or you're gonna get run over by it. And I get it why people are afraid of it. Nationally, they're afraid of the unknown, but they're afraid it's going to replace their job. And I get that. But I'll tell you, the milk is out of the bottle, and China is racing at a breakneck pace to win this battle. And so if the United States doesn't do the same thing, we're going to be slaves to China. It's about that simple. But I want to talk about it a little deeper, because I see in the last 9 months how I personally have been transformed with AI. I'll give you basically three examples. And maybe as a reference point to this, I see that there's three levels of AI. And I've mentioned this before. One is sort of that first level where people are dabbling with it. They get it to refine an email or refine a written document. Well, that's level one. Level two is having back and forth verbal conversations with it. And again, you got to have the paid version of it, and you do it right on your phone. And so that's level two. And there's a lot of people I see that have the paid version on their phone, but they don't know how to have a verbal conversation with it. Our friend Wade Elliott, I was talking to him about a week ago, and he didn't know you could do that. Well, especially with this methodology and deep thinking, that is critical. I use, every time I do a deep thinking session, I use AI, and it's so impactful. But then the third level is having AI agents that do things for you. And that's the level I've just gotten to. And like, I have AI research the web and supply me every Monday morning with my personal growth content. And I give it the parameters of what I'm looking for. And it gives me 7 or 8 options. Then I pick 2 or 3 and I listen to a podcast or watch a YouTube video. Just a time saver. I don't have to go and grind through looking at all the stuff. It just does it for me. But those are the three levels. And I give you an example on health. Well, before I say that, you could have conversations with, you can, right? You know how to have.
Yeah.
So here's an example in health. So about 3 weeks ago, probably 3 months ago, I got a pinched nerve in my neck, and it caused pain in my right shoulder, and it radiated a numbing feeling into my right hand. I'm like, what is up with that? So we go to Europe and come back, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to fix this. So a couple weeks ago, I go, have to get an MRI because they can't tell what it is without an MRI. So I get the MRI. Then I schedule a steroid injection into my back to solve this pinched nerve in my neck. And so I go and I have it done. This is like, I guess it was last Wednesday that I had this done. And so by Friday, I don't feel much better. I'm like, I don't think this is probably working. You would think it'd work pretty quick. So I schedule another injection that you got to do it like a minimum of 6 weeks apart. And so Sunday, I'm having lunch and I go, you know, it does seem like the pain has gone away. The numbing and the tingling is maybe even accentuated. And I'm like, I wonder what is normal here. So I pull out Claude, tell him what I had, and it says, here's how it works. The pain will be the first to go away, but that will happen fairly quickly. But the numbing and the tingling will take more time, and it's a whole nother thing on that. And it's in that tingling is the regeneration of the nerve, and that's why you're feeling it. And I said, oh, wow, okay, exactly what I'm experiencing. So I moved from thinking it's not working to it is working. And I also, as you would imagine, can see the psychological benefit of having that mindset now. And I said, well, what are the chances that this works? I mean, what are the percentages? It says your chances are 70% that it's going to work. Mm-hmm. And then I go, well, what are the other options? You know, and talks about physical therapy and what that is. And then it talks about this another type of injection that is more focused on the problem, but they tend not to want to do that one first because of, there's a little more risk involved with it. Well, in literally 5 minutes, I got way, way, way more than I got from my doctor. My doctor didn't tell me any of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have seen, that's just one example of how AI has transformed my life, because now it's always my go-to. In fact, I think AI is stronger than going to live people, because you can get right at the facts. It's available to you. You just pull out your phone. I don't know. Have you had that type of favorable experience on your end with AI?
I think with AI, I'm careful about, you know, obviously you want to make sure, you know, that you're validating or that you're getting, you know, circling back with your physician or whatever the case may be, and not relying wholly. Like, and also too, if you're having an emergency and chest pain, call 911.
Right. Not Claude. Claude, I'm dying here.
Exactly. Don't do that. But no, how I've used it before, using health as an example, is, you know, you can have a put together meal plans for you for the week with recipes and a shopping list. And there are all kinds of things that you can do. Like if you've got specific health goals, plug those health goals in. It'll give you examples of the things that you can, you know, be doing, or that it can do for you to help, you know, shorten the gap. Things that used to take me a lot of time to do related to that don't, you know, anymore. If you want a new, you know, exercise program, or as part of your research, you know, that you are, I did this the other day. I need a new wearable. I was trying to decide between it, whether I wanted to go with a Oura ring or a similar type of ring, or whether I wanted to stay with something that was, you know, like a watch that I could watch in real time. So I used it to kind of give me the pros and cons and like, and is asking me, okay, well, what are your goals? What's important? Did you like to look at your wrist and see? Because I've only ever worn the one on my wrist. And I'm like, exactly, but I love seeing how many, without having to go to my phone to see like either how many steps I've done or whatever the case is. So, you know, it's literally asking questions to kind of help me narrow down what the best option is for me. And the, so things like that, that are, you know, I would spend hours researching before something like that. And then trying to organize the information, like, you know, and then remember, okay, well, what one was this and what was that like?
Yeah.
And it's just so nice that it just organizes it for you, kind of put it all into a chart with the like the check boxes of which does which. And I mean, it was just wonderful. So like stuff like that, you know, that you don't even think about, you know, utilizing it for, it is such a great tool as far as that's concerned. So if we're just sticking on health, you know, but oh my gosh, I use it for so much.
So how long did it take AI to do that for you?
I probably sat there going back and forth with it for, I don't know, 15 minutes or something like that, because we were corresponding back
and forth.
It kept asking me more questions to kind of narrow things down a little bit further and further.
So the whole thing's done in 15 minutes.
15 minutes and bought what I ended up going, you know, with an Oura Ring and, you know, bought that. I'm going to try it, see if I like the, whether I can deal with not having that. But I like all of the different metrics and things because I love numbers and metrics. And so anyway, so including buying it, you know, and then getting me like the best deal where who has a promotional code or something along those lines. Like, so yeah, I mean, it does did all that stuff for me. It would have bought it for me if I would have told it to.
Yeah, I know. If it does, you get it to pay for it. That's the next level.
Hello. Exactly.
Well, you know, I tell you, you talk about research. So, as you know, I'm developing this new academic and leadership field called Advanced Leadership Itself, and I'm starting the Center for Advanced Leadership Itself here at UT. It's now up and going. I've got the website. We're functional. Just became functional last week. And if anybody wants to go to it, it's Center for Advanced Leadership Itself. .org. But before I did all this, a few months ago, I had this vision of creating this center, and I did the research on who in the country at the big universities is teaching leadership of self, and specifically advanced leadership of self. And so I gave that research project to AI, and in probably 15 to 30 minutes, I don't know exactly, but it does an extensive analysis of it and points out something truly stunning that it could figure out quickly, in that nobody in the country is teaching people that the vast majority of their daily actions are unconscious up to 95%, and the profound ramifications that has on people, that essentially you have to gain control over those unconscious daily actions. Because if you're teaching any sort of leadership of self and even leadership in general, and you ignore that, there's no way your method can be effective. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Just do the math. And nobody else in the country is teaching this. So, you know, very inspiring to me. But I watched that happen, and I'm like, if I had to do that myself, well, first of all, I'm not a seasoned researcher, so I probably couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But it would have taken 3 months otherwise. And, you know, I just see that once you sort of make AI your ally, and I look at it as an extension of me, even my mentor, I mean, it really makes me 3 to 5 times more effective than I was this time last year. And so I don't know. I want people to not be afraid of it and realize, candidly, you got to get on the bus, you know, really, because you're going to get run over by the bus if you don't. And I would, one other thing I would say about this is, to get on the bus, you got to hire somebody, a person who will walk you through your situation and help you, because I don't think it's all that effective to watch all these videos if you're a newbie. You know, it's way better to have a guy. And I found a guy that it like costs $300 an hour when I've done three sessions with him, and what I've learned was worth thousands of dollars. So I don't know. That's my take on it. You think I'm missing anything?
No, I don't think you're missing anything. I think, you know, I understand people's reluctance, you know, based on, you know, there are all kinds of different factors. I think there's a lot of fear around it because I think people are worried about what AI in the wrong hands, you know, is going right. to do. When we talk about it from a government standpoint, military right. standpoint, and, you know, and those kinds of things, I think they're worried about it from an environmental standpoint, and these data centers, and okay, how are we going to cool these big data centers when we've already got water issues in, you know, right. Arizona and some of these. So like, I get people's concerns or reservations about it. And at the same time, as somebody who uses it on a regular basis, mm-hmm. I also see that your point, which is, okay, the train has left the station, you know, how can I utilize this, you know, to optimize what it is I'm doing, to bring ideas to life, you know, more quickly, you know, to shorten,
right.
you know, to shorten the the time from the idea to execution, you know, so I see all that. I also understand that I'm in a unique position, that I'm not somebody who, you know, that I am an entrepreneur. So I,
right.
you know, like, so two things can be true at the same time. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I understand, but I'm totally on board with you and what you're saying, which is like, listen, it's here. So while it's here, you know, at the onset of this, try to figure out a way that you can utilize this to, you know, make a living, to
right.
make a better living than the one you have, to utilize it to improve your everyday life. You know, if you aren't in a career right now, utilizing it to improve your everyday life, there's, you know, just the possibilities are, you know, endless.
Right.
In terms of what this, you know, what this is able to do. And I've been reading a lot of articles, you know, too, about it, and just research about, yes, it's going to eliminate jobs. It's also going to create new jobs.
Right.
Because to your point that you just made, an expert in AI didn't exist 2 years ago. You know, somebody who would work with somebody like you to make money, to teach you how to, you know, so there are all types of opportunities too that are created as a result of that. At the same time that, yes, it's true that there are going to be things that are eliminated. Just like we didn't realize when I was in high school and taking a typing class with a manual typewriter that 5 years later.
They had electricity, right?
Exactly. There went... All right, simmer down. But literally, like 5 years later, that would be obsolete. Yep. You know, right. that typewriter. Like, things evolve, technology evolves, and it brings in and ushers in new. And you either, you know, embrace that, or to your point, you get left behind, and you are one of the people that are going to be impacted negatively by not, you know, embracing it to the extent that you're able to embrace it in your life.
Right. Well, you know, I was talking to Claude about this. It said that only about 5% of people are using it to the level like I am. And I don't think I'm using it all that sophisticatedly, but it said that the math is that about 15% of the people are buying the paid version of Chat or Claude. And then of those people, maybe a third of them really know how to have that conversation with. Mm-hmm. And I see how critical that conversation is, because as it relates to our methodology, I use it every single time in my thinking sessions, because I've learned that my thinking is constrained by the four corners of my own mind. And once you get in the habit of starting to use AI to get past your own head and to see things you can't naturally see, it's a whole new ball game. And so I'm curious, have you used it during your thinking sessions?
Oh, I use it all the time during my thinking sessions.
Right.
One thing I have to share really quick that's on topic, but so I utilize mine. I'm going back and forth. You know, I'm talking specifically, for the most part, I'm really in embedded with the one business. So most
right.
of what I do is specifically around Ingenuity Advantage.
Right.
The other day, you know, I'm going back and forth, you know, about this consulting, you know, gig, you know, that I'm in the process of working on. And it called something out to me and said, I don't know if you realize this, if you've noticed this yet, but you have a real opportunity here with what it is you're, you know, kind of spelled said, do I have, you know, I forget, it didn't say your permission, but would you like me to share what I'm, and I'm like, absolutely, you know, and then it kind of outlined like an opportunity. And it wasn't necessarily that I was missing it. It just articulated it so much better and crystallized it for me. And I'm like,
right,
interesting. But it was, you know, because it had all of my history, you know, you know, and was, it's like, hey, are you seeing this pattern here? Because this is marketable. If you
find
this service, like this is marketable and here's how I would do that. You know, so pretty cool too,
right,
you know, that. But yes, I use it all the time in my thinking sessions, you know, where it either is where additional research, you know, as I'm in the process of thinking about something or being like, I wonder, you know, whatever I'm wondering, I will go, you know, and utilize Claude or chat, you know, to, you know, kind of verify, validate, help me also plan out action steps from something that took place in a thinking session. So I use it all the time, not necessarily in my thinking session, because for the most part, I like to do the exercise. It'll be after the initial exercise of writing the thoughts down. And I utilize it to go deeper into it.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it, because you need to sort of flesh out what's in your head first.
Yep.
You know, I tell you, we saw something fascinating just this weekend. I was sitting down on my deck on Lake Austin, and Ginger comes down, and she's telling me, she's, you know, I think I've told you, I have a 4-year-old grandson that I absolutely love. His name is Bubby, and he is the cutest thing. I mean, he is just adorable. And I told you, I gave him the Lamborghini. He tells his little friends, his 4-year-old friends, he has a Lamborghini.
Okay.
Anyway, so Ginger comes down and she says, God, we got some bad news about Bubby. He's been limping around. And so Hannah takes him to the doctor, and he has basically a virus in his leg. Probably not that serious. You know, there's no fever or anything, but they do an MRI and, you know, and they said, yeah, it happens. And so I'm like, well, let's pull out Claude and let's talk about it. And so we talked to Claude about it, and immensely more information than Hannah had gotten from the doctor. But what was cool was I have the phone in my hand and I go, Claudette, got a question about my grandson. So I tell her a little about the situation. And then I go, let me let Ginger tell you more of the specifics. So I hand the phone to Ginger, and Claude goes, Ginger, so good to talk to you. And, you know, Ginger, you know, she's taken back by Claude remembering her name, and they start having a conversation. And, you know, you could feel the genuine caring that Claude had for our situation and for Ginger in particular. And we were just struck by how real it is. I mean, you know, more compassionate than most people, I might add.
It is, you know, that's wonderful. And at the same time, you realize how scary that is, because you do recognize that there are people, and this is like legislation in the process right now, that form an unhealthy relationship with their chatbot, you know, and are asking it life advice and advice on, you know, and about suicide and about, like, you know, where there have been instances where they form this, I don't know if it's a parasocial relationship or what it is with this chatbot that isn't a real person. And while you and I, it's wonderful, we can create a distinction between the two. It's scary for people, you know, who are lonely, you know, who have issues, you know, who are having trouble forming regular, you know, relationships with people, you know, with life people. And so, you know, that's one of the, again, two things can be true at the same time. That's a wonderful experience you just had. And yet another person could have that very same experience and get an attachment to Claudette. So it's, you know, it's such an interesting balance, you know, with AI, because two things are very true at the very same time. Where it's a wonderful thing. And then also too, in the wrong hands or the wrong mind or the wrong, it can be something that, you know, is not a good thing. You know what I mean?
Well, and you know, I've been thinking about this relative to the advanced leadership of self methodology. And I see, you know, this constant dance between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And of course, this is all conscious mind that we're talking about, thinking sessions. But I see that, and I see this really with people that are coming into the methodology, and you'll ask them, so with your career, what's your 3-year vision and what are the milestones to get there and what's your strategy for success? Well, they have a vision of that, but it's super hazy. Scale of 1 to 10, it's a 2. Mm-hmm. And so that's how they're living their life, with a very hazy vision of what they're trying to accomplish in their career. Well, is it any wonder that they don't have much success if they're operating with, forget influencing the subconscious mind for the moment, but just staying at the conscious mind level? You got to see where you are and specifically where you're going and how you're going to get there. I mean, this is the ABCs of success. And I see how people are so unenlightened about that. And I see that when you bring AI into the equation, you may be hazy about it, but you know, the starting point would be, okay, so what is my 3-year vision? And then have a conversation with it and it'll craft, here's your 3-year vision. Here's where you want to be. And then after you spend 5-10 minutes on that, then you go, okay, so I'm here and that's 3 years out. What are the 4 or 5 milestones? Whoa, watch what it does. I mean, it'll give you stuff that you never thought of.
Yeah.
And then you move on to, you know, what's your strategy for success? And oftentimes, I know I told you this, someone that did the methodology that told me their strategy for success was exceptional customer service. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's not a strategy for success. You know, it's got to be way deeper than that. But you know, AI can make you see it if you can't see it on your own. And so, you know, just then when you create, you know, that detailed vision of your life and you feed it yourself every day, then the magic happens and the right actions happen automatically. But again, it all starts by, you got to define what are the right actions specifically. And that's something AI can do for you that you may not be able to do for yourself. So, okay, until next time, we'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute-a-day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for our free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.